301.
Opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello. We are ready to blast off on our urban story. This is yours truly, Barbara from Harlem, on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, September the 28th, 2019. And I have sitting across from me someone that you know is always here to help us get through this program. And that is
BB Diamond. Hello, everyone.
Yes. And we're going to start off by just expressing our disdain, our anger, and our disgust. Excuse me. At what's going on in our great nation, the United States of America, that's being executed by the Democratic Party against our president, Donald John Trump. How do you feel about that, Ms. Diamond?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's. I agree with Mark Levin that this is an attempted soft coup against a sitting president. And that's really what it is. I mean, those are my initial thoughts. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are it's not just against the president. It's against we the people. We the people went to the polls and we voted, marked our ballots or pulled the lever for Donald John Trump versus Hillary Clinton. We decided we did not want another episode of godlessness and or godlessness, darkness, socialism, Marxism, communism, any of those isms, and secularism. We wanted someone who was not a professional politician, knew the ins and outs of business, and most of all, cared about the safety of Americans by wanting to build a wall and execute and enforce our immigration laws. So it's a coup that's being waged against we the people. They've proven over and over at the expense of taxpayers at $30 to $40 million that there was no Russian collusion. Mm-hmm. Russia had nothing to do with we the people going to the polls and marking our ballots. Russia had nothing to do with the win of Donald John Trump. It's we the people. Yes. They're not just holding and trying to host and have a coup against Donald John Trump. They're against we the people. And we the people need to awaken, mm-hmm. arise, and mm-hmm. speak out, because we will not be intimidated. Neither will we be bulldozed over, mm-hmm. without a fight. And you will not defeat we the people when we awaken fully and realize how dangerous they are.
Well, absolutely. I totally agree. This is trying to undo the election results of 2016. That is the in and out of it. That is the bottom line, to change the election result, because they're still angry and upset that Hillary Rodham Clinton was not elected president. And an example of this to me is, and there's a collusion between the media and the Democratic Party, and there are certain people who are trying to be invisible, but they're playing a hand on that. Some we know, like George Soros, Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, former CIA director, they are pushing for impeachment because they can't stand the fact that Donald Trump is not a globalist, he's not a socialist, he puts America first, and he's cleaning up the swamp. So their whole pretense of this call to the Ukraine, Nancy Pelosi had not reviewed the transcript when she said that there's going to be a formal impeachment inquiry, and she hadn't even reviewed the transcript. So we should know it's a setup. That's all it is, to thwart the will of the American people who voted for President Trump.
You know, my opinion is that it's not just because Hillary lost. It's because a Democrat did not fulfill that seat of Obama's and continue on the path of socialism.
Right.
It could have been any of them. Because most of them are of the same mindset. They want open abortions. And this helps to keep the population of blacks at 13%. Mm-hmm. Because we have 36% of those nationally who are receiving abortions. Mm-hmm. And in New York, more black babies are aborted than born. Mm-hmm. So it could have been any of them. It could have been Bernie Sanders, who's a socialist / communist. The bottom line is they hate a Republican who, number one, believes in God. Mm-hmm. Number two, believes in life is sacred. Mm-hmm. And number three, they can't buy him. How do you buy a billionaire? You can't. So I think it would have been any Republican, because look what they tried to do to Ronald Reagan. Look at how they treated George Bush. Unfortunately, too many blacks that I know even personally are programmed. If a person has the title of Republican, it's automatic, without a cause, hatred. And this is how they have trained the minds of so many blacks, and I know that they are whites and they're Jewish people that I'm talking about also. And that is alarming. Mm-hmm. That is frightening. That is just outrageous. So the bottom line is we have someone who believes in capitalism, someone who doesn't believe in globalism, someone who believes in America and believes in Americans. And they're fighting that with every ounce of their ugly souls and dark hearts that they have. And they're coming out of the woodworks. And they don't even care. There's no shame. No shame at all. You know, I think it was a few months ago that our president labeled Nancy Pelosi as Nervous Nancy. I call her nervous, nasty, and nutty. With her saying the things that she's been saying, mm-hmm. inquiry. I mean, just say it's a continuation of the Mueller report because we didn't get what we wanted.
Right. That's what it is.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of crock right. coming up with a new name. You know, they look in the dictionary and just coming up with a new word, I mean. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They look in the dictionary and garner a lot of words, mm-hmm. and they just throw them together that sound nice. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the low-functioning, slow-functioning, or even those who have tainted souls among us, they fall right in line mm-hmm. because they're not independent thinkers. Mm-hmm. But those of us who can think, mm-hmm. those of us who have a moral conscience, those of us who are taught critical thinking skills are not fooled by this new word. It's a continuation. That's all it is. Plus, we must remember, they are neglecting their duties when they took the oath of office mm-hmm. on the Constitution. They're supposed to be there for the general welfare, the common defense, et cetera, mm-hmm. of the American people. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't even be getting paid during this period of time. And you say that that's extreme. Well, they're not doing their jobs. Mm-hmm. Their main focus is Trump.
Right.
Their main focus is getting him out of office. Mm-hmm. Their main focus, and then they'll work on Pence.
Right.
Because they're not going to like Pence either.
Right.
Look, and they're even talking about Kavanaugh, mm-hmm. impeaching him. Mm-hmm. They're not doing their jobs. And what we want to do today, before we go off the air, is give you some convenient numbers for you to call some of these people who have this Trump derangement syndrome. Right. And this anti-American, you know, feeling toward those of us who voted for Trump. Let them know, we don't think you should be getting paid. And if there's a way we can stop you from getting paid because you're not doing your jobs, our common defense is at stake. Our safety is definitely at stake. Our borders are porous. And you're not concerned about that. You're not concerned or happy or delighted that more Americans are working. You're neglecting your duties totally. Therefore, your pay should be suspended. I'm going to give you those numbers, and I want you to be active. I don't want you to just copy the numbers down. I want you to be active and call and express your disgust at people getting paid for doing nothing.
Absolutely. I'm here on Twitter, and if you don't mind, I'm going to give one of the numbers, and you'll repeat it later.
No problem.
Someone posted Adam Schiff's number, Representative
yes.
Adam Schiff. He's the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. He made up a conversation because the transcript
he lied.
Was not damning enough
right.
with regard to President Trump, so he literally lied and made up a conversation. His phone number is area code 202. 225-4176. And someone, Swizz, here on Twitter says, call and demand his resignation for lying to Congress and to the American people.
And
absolutely.
I'd like to give them an alternative number for Shift also. The other number is 818-450-2900. That's 818-450-2900.
Yes. You know, Adam, Representative Adam Schiff, and the 202 number obviously is his D.C. number. Again, he is the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, a very sensitive position because information from the CIA, FBI, classified information is reaching his desk.
Yes.
And he had the nerve to use or to lie and embellish a conversation that the President of the United States had with the President of the Ukraine. I believe his name is Zelensky. Hi. So because the call wasn't, the transcript didn't reflect any quid pro quo, which they alleged the President did, they alleged that he threatened the Ukraine if they did not investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. Because it did not contain that allegation, it was not that damning, it wasn't damning at all. The chair of this really sensitive committee, House Intelligence Committee, made up a conversation.
Yes.
I think that Representative Adam Schiff needs an intervention. I don't think he's all there. This is a continuation of the Russia hoax. He had evidence of collusion between, you know, Russia and the president. It was all a lie. So this is another witch hunt in which he's engaged. Now, there are people pulling the strings, like George Soros has a lot of power within the DNC. He's connected to Hillary Clinton, who's also pushing for the impeachment. They are connected through marriage. Her daughter married his nephew. Then you have John Brennan, former CIA director. But there are other people within the CIA who've gone rogue and who leak this information. Moreover, in August, we understand, without the White House's or the president's knowledge, the whistleblower complaint form or requirements were changed. Before, a whistleblower had to have firsthand knowledge. And right before the Ukraine allegations emerged, the form was changed to say secondhand information is now okay. Now, do you think that's a coincidence?
And I don't anonymous.
Think so. Well, anonymous, I didn't know that part, but I don't think that's a coincidence. This was all a setup. They thought they had President Trump. Once again, they thought they had him. They don't have him. And Representative Schiff's parody, I mean, I don't know how you can perform a parody and you've opened an impeachment inquiry against a sitting president of the United States. If you know, someone posted on Twitter that if you have to go under oath as a witness, then members of Congress should go under oath as well, because Adam Schiff flat out lied to the American people.
But the bottom line is these people are supposed to be people of integrity. And to me, that disqualifies him as chair of the, what is that, the Intelligence Committee?
House Intelligence Committee.
House Intelligence Committee? How outrageous. And we the people pay this man's salary. So we the people are his boss, and we the people need to get on those telephones and get that email. I don't have the email address. And notify that office that we want him to resign from this high-level position. We need people of integrity. Character does count. While we're on giving out numbers, let me give you Jerry Nadler's number too. And we know Jerry Nadler. He's a very obnoxious, hateful person. His telephone number is 212-367-7350. And nervous, nasty, and nutty Pelosi, her number is 202-225-4965. Let me repeat Nadler's number again, 212-367-7350, and Pelosi, 202-225-4965. We, the people, are the governed. We, the people, are the ones who are paying their salaries. They have taken oaths to carry out certain duties, which they are neglecting. Let's remind them what their job is, who's paying their salary, and how sick we are of these witch hunts trying to destroy and ignore the voice of the people.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is clearly a setup. No thinking Speaker of the House would announce a formal impeachment inquiry without reviewing the transcript. Now, this is supposed to be the catalyst. This was supposed to be the quote-unquote, I guess, straw that broke the camel's back, if you will, using that old colloquial saying. But the fact that you didn't even review the transcript and you're saying, before you review it, how damning it is, and then Trump releases it. The White House releases it.
And there's nothing.
There's nothing there, and you just make a fool of yourself. This is a clown show. The Democrats are wasting our time. They don't respect us as fellow Americans.
No, they don't.
They're trying to thwart the will of the people. We voted for Donald Trump. We did not want Hillary Clinton to be our president. End of story. But Clinton is pushing this whole impeachment mess. So is George Soros. There are rogues within the intelligence community. I'm calling on the Department of Justice to do an investigation, purge the CIA. There are still apparently some loyalists to former Director Brennan and former President Obama. They are probably out there pulling the strings, pushing the Democratic Party to focus on investigating, harassing the president without doing the people's business. This is our house. The House of Representatives is ours.
That's correct.
Not
that's
the Democratic
correct.
Parties.
Absolutely.
This is our house.
And this also, which should show every loyal Democrat how lawless the Democratic Party has become, because she's not even following protocol. In America, you're innocent until proven guilty. Not only are they lawless when it comes to dealing with our president, but they're lawless when it comes to dealing with our borders. They think that illegal aliens should be treated on the same scale and same level as American citizens. This is just another indication of their lawlessness. Now, come on, you loyal Democrats out there. Think about what you've been doing. Think about what a danger they are to this country. In the meantime, where they're talking about Ukraine and our president talking with the Ukrainian president, have we forgotten that Joe Biden had the attorney general of Ukraine fired when he wanted to talk about something that his son was doing, when Hunter was doing? Is this also a distraction from the fact that Joe Biden has used politics to enrich not only himself but his entire family? How can someone with no experience with foreign people, dealing with foreign people, whose father happens to be the vice president, all of a sudden qualify to have all of these business deals, have $8,000 a month coming into his bank account?
No, I wish it was just $8,000. No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was $50,000.
$83,000. Okay, per month. And in addition to that, and there's Mitt Romney's connection. He happens to be connected to someone who's related or involved with this Ukrainian fiasco involving Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Now, let's focus on that. We've gotten through the memo or whatever, the conversation. Mm-hmm. Our president was brilliant enough to make it public, and there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. And Nancy Pelosi was insane enough to talk about a new inquiry for impeachment without even reading it. And I do agree with you, Ms. Diamond. I believe Soros has his dirty foot in all of this. Mm-hmm. Like he has his foot in that young girl who went to the UN and crying about climate change. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, this already program, I think she's about 16-year-old, godless, godless image that they presented.
Right.
I mean, this is outrageous, but they don't think it's outrageous. They think they're going to try everything because they're in a state of darkness and they have a hatred toward righteousness, the founding of this country, the mention, the mere mention or thought of God.
Absolutely. Well, I'm proud of our President Trump. He went to the United Nations the past week. The United Nations had the General Assembly.
Yes.
And he spoke in part about how the future belonged to patriots, not globalists. George Soros is a globalist. He's a socialist. Although he became a billionaire using capitalism, he has been pushing through different nonprofit organizations, different groups, his socialist agenda.
Yes.
He's been banned, from what I understand, from his native country, Hungary. He's based here in the United States. He is a troublemaker. He is a snake. We have to be very careful with George Soros. These people need to be weeded out. We have a constitution that the Democrats are trying to turn, and the socialists who are connected to the Democrats, the Democratic Party, is really controlled by socialists, as far as I'm concerned.
The socialists, Marxists, communists. Yes.
They're trying to turn the constitution upside down. We cannot let them happen. Cannot let that happen. They're trying to take our country from us.
Can I just say this? I think they're trying to dismantle the Constitution any way they can. I just wanted to say that.
No,
dismantle,
absolutely.
Get rid of, ignore, delete.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Like this push to end the Electoral College.
Yes.
Now, that has never really been challenged until Hillary Clinton lost in 2016. The Electoral College is part of the United States Constitution. So it's been in place for over 240 years.
And it's worked.
Absolutely. The founders were actually geniuses, in my opinion, because without the Electoral College, the votes of the people in smaller states, like even North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, their votes really wouldn't count.
Amen.
The states of California, this liberal states on the East Coast, would decide the president, including Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, every 4 years. And it's not fair to the other
Connecticut.
In other states, smaller states like Vermont and other states.
Yes.
So this way, with the Electoral College, even smaller states have a voice in who becomes president. And it's been going fine for over 240 years, but because Hillary lost, they want to do away with it. Because this is about, again, pushing socialism. They're mad.
Absolutely.
That their drive to making the United States a socialist country was interrupted by the victory of Donald J. Trump, period.
And you see, Ovamit, that's what I call him, didn't get a chance to carry out more of his socialist agenda. And they're very upset because they knew, Hillary said during the campaign, when she first started a campaign, that her election would mean another term for Obama. That's why they were planning on buying that house in Washington, not too far from the White House, so that I guess she could confer with him and get his advice on how to, you know, put more socialism upon the backs of working Americans. And that all fell to pieces on election night when she did not win. So they've been fighting this election ever since Donald Trump won.
Absolutely.
And we must be as diligent, as formidable, and as determined as they are to fight back. There are more of us. But most of the time, we're a little complacent. We don't want to stir up the pot. We don't want to cause a problem. And look what has happened. It's time to stir up that pot for capitalism. It's time to stir up that pot for the values that made America and makes America exceptional. It's time to stir up that pot.
Thank you. Barbara, please give out the phone number.
The phone number to call in is 973-925-4559. 973-925-4559. And we would love to hear your opinion about what we're saying and how we are thinking about what's going on in our beloved America.
You know, I just want to point out for Hispanic Heritage Month, which this is, the president and his team invited a large group of Hispanics to the White House. And their movement, one of the ladies who said on Twitter, movement is called Lexit. And that would be Latino exiting the Democratic Party. And we have Blexit, blacks exiting the Democratic Party. And Jex, I think it's called Jex, J-E-X.
And that's Jews, right.
IT exiting the Democratic Party. And right now we're during the Jewish, I think, High Holy Days. And our best wishes to our Jewish friends from around the world. But this is the kind of man President Trump is. He is actually a uniter. He is not a divider. He loves his country. He loves its people. He has put America first. Whereas you have people who are determined to dismantle the very foundation upon which this nation was built. They have bought the Democratic Party. And as a result, the socialists are leading the Democratic Party, while the moderates are very silent. Therefore, we cannot trust even moderate Democrats. They're not speaking
up. Or Republicans.
They're not speaking up. They're not fighting back.
That's right.
Against the radical members. As a result, we need to line up behind and stay strong and get behind President Donald Trump. We need to donate, even if it's $5. Yes.
I just wanted to read something. I was looking at my Facebook account from Elizabeth Mora. And you know what this says? It says, number one, Trump 2020. They better figure out how to impeach 70 million of us, because that's what it will take. Trump is not one man. He's all of us. I like that. And I'm with her. It's not just him. It's all of us. How that they're trying to impeach. It's going to take that for them to win. Because Trump is not one man. He's all of us.
That's beautiful. Excellent. And that's how we have to view it, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
We have to get behind Trump. We, at this point in time, this is bigger than politics. This is a fight for the soul of our nation. As a result, at this point in time, we cannot trust Democrats. Donating to the Trump campaign is not a luxury. It is a necessity. Even if it's $5, $10, we all have bills to pay. In order to save this nation and prevent it from falling into the hands of socialists, we must defeat the Democrats. I just want to point out, the Washington Examiner reported this 51 minutes ago, and so on Twitter, Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona introduced a measure to censor Representative Adam Schiff for reading a parody of President Trump's call with the Ukrainian leader at a hearing related to this matter. And Biggs said Schiff intentionally misled the American people. I applaud Representative Biggs for filing or introducing this measure to censure Representative Schiff, because you should not lie as a member of Congress.
Amen.
And then you expect the American people or your witnesses to tell the truth.
He's not qualified.
We have about 30 seconds left. Anything before we go to break?
Well, you know, I'm with some of my listeners, and we're with Trump. And it's going to take all of us. Stir up that pot, my friend. Stir up that pot. Not only donate, but speak up and speak right. Know the facts. We're going to be right back. Stay with us on Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And here we are, back on our urban story. Yes, Miss Diamond.
Yeah, I want to, I'm on Twitter. I am a Twitter troll. I want to just quote a tweet. I think it's rather important, from Charlie Kirk. Quote, the Ukrainian prosecutor who swore under oath that he was fired for investigating Joe Biden's son is still being investigated. But Joe Biden, who forced his firing for a quid pro quo, isn't. and he's running for president, unquote. That's very important.
It
because
is.
He did manage to get the prosecutor in the Ukraine fired. And I also
yes.
want to focus on something else. John Brennan, former director of the CIA, put out a tweet about 7 hours ago, and it's absolutely, I find it offensive. A reminder, I'm going to quote, a reminder to federal officials, there is no limit on the number of individuals who can use the whistleblower statute. If you think you are involved in unlawful activity as a result of a directive from Mr. Trump or someone doing his bidding, now is the time to report it. So this
right.
Mr. Brennan, who served under President Obama, absolutely must lose his security clearance. He still has loyalists along with Obama
yes.
in the CIA, and the Washington Post and the New York Times has reported, not that I rely on the New York Times anymore or the Washington Post, but a CIA operative is the one who was believed to have completed that BS whistleblower complaint that's caused all of the soap opera drama from the Democrats.
What does BS stand for, Ms.?
I don't want to have to say it. But the fact of the matter is the deep state is part of this soft coup, a soft, bloodless coup that they're trying to perpetrate against a duly elected, legally elected President Trump. Yes,
that's
Barbara.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, I guess BS stands for backstage. We'll give it that. But at any rate, you're absolutely correct. And we need to remember all of these things. What Joe Biden did as vice president, there should be something on the books that makes it illegal for him to do these under the table deals that benefit him and his son. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous, and that's why they're coming up with this inquiry all of a sudden, not reading the memo, and there's nothing in it because our president outthought them
yep.
by making it public. Mm-hmm. Now, there are those who are just so programmed that even though he made it public and there's nothing in it, they're going to say something's wrong with it because CNN, MSNBC are going to give it a terrible spin. We know that automatically. And Nancy Pelosi and her ilk will give it a negative spin anyway. And the low, slow thinkers and those whose hearts are just dark are going to pick it up and we're going to hear it repeated.
Well, I like what the Federalist said, what it's been said in the Federalist. Quote, congressional Democrats have no credibility
none
on impeachment. Whatever your opinion of Trump, congressional Democrats have squandered the confidence of the American people and can't be trusted with impeachment. And this was posted by John Daniel Davidson of The Federalist. And I just want to read from the first paragraph of his article. Quote, the problem with the Democrats' impeachment gambit, aside from the fact that it appears to rest largely on a complaint riddled with inaccuracies, falsehoods, and hearsay, is that the American people don't trust Congress and will likely have little confidence in any impeachment process undertaken by Democratic congressional leaders. And no wonder. Ever since President Trump won the presidency in 2016, Democrats have been grasping for some pretext to invalidate the results of the election.
Absolutely.
Unquote.
Absolutely.
That is the bottom line.
That is the bottom line.
And it's rather embarrassing that we wasted $30 million. It's been estimated that the Robert Mueller investigation cost us approximately $30 million. Robert Mueller sat in front of the House Intelligence Committee and another House committee in July of this year, and he didn't even know his own report. He was confused. He was befuddled. And this report bears his name. It was another attempt to trap Donald Trump. wasting our money, wasting our time. It's gotten to the point that there's no value in watching CNN, MSNBC, really even those who are not just on cable network news, like ABC, had to retract part of the Ukraine story. Because what the news media is doing now, they're not doing basic journalism.
They're not
doing the who, what, when, how, where. They're not doing that.
No, they're not.
Instead of letting the events drive the story, the media is trying to drive the narrative and the story. So as a result, they trip themselves up because the facts are wrong, misleading, there are omissions. For example, CNN they excerpted part of the transcript and left out an important piece of it. So therefore, you cannot trust these news media outlets. You just simply can't trust them anymore.
Well, you know what? You haven't been able to trust them for a long time. I used to work on a newspaper, and I was a teletype operator, and I believe I've told our listeners before. And I saw how they lied to the American people about what was going on in Vietnam. As a teletype operator during those days, I saw the information before it was given to the editors. So I read the information and I knew what it said. But when the newspaper came out, it said something totally different. From that point on, and we know how many years ago that was, I vowed that I would not buy newspapers, and I don't. Unless it's someone's picture that I want on article, that's personal, I don't buy newspapers, because since then I was sworn off of them. So I'm so glad that we have a president in office now, and I think Ronald Reagan did some of this too, who's calling these so-called news outlets what they are: fake news, lies, personal agendas of the left. They're not reporting both sides of the issue. They're not giving you a fair and balanced view of what's really happening. They're taking their personal persuasions, and writing to make you believe what they want you to believe. That's how they've been able to brainwash so many people in America. Because people think if it's in the newspaper, if it's on the news, it has to be right. It has to be, if it's on that television, it has to be accurate, it has to be right, and I have to believe it. And people have been so completely brainwashed. You know, I get some magazines coming to me that I have not solicited for, like the New Yorker and some of the other crazy names with half-naked women in them and all of this, and some of the ugliest models you ever want to see in your life. But also, in clothes or in those pages, you know, I just go through them. They have pictures of Donald Trump shoes being shined by members like Mitch McConnell and Barr and all of them. They have an article about how well Beto is doing, which are all lies. So, and these magazines cost like $8.99. Now, they're not going to get a penny from me because I didn't ask for them. But I've been trying to figure out how people's brains have become so tainted. But it's all over the place. Even the school children, they're working on the school children. That's why parents need to find out what their children are being taught. When I do volunteer work with some school-age children and I look at their books, I'm astonished. I saw one book a couple of years ago when I was volunteering at a center. And this black child has this book, The Skin I'm In. What kind of book is that? But a book teaching about racism. So we have to be on the alert. We have to look for these subliminal messages. We have to start educating our children. We have to start challenging what's being taught in these schools. And then we have to look at what's coming from the pulpit into our ears.
Yes, exactly.
I want you to
talk about the story of meeting a black man at a Dollar Tree in Newark. But I just want to point this out before we go on to that, because I think that's very important. When you said pulpit, it triggered the thought of how some preachers are being financed by the Democratic Party to spew their rhetoric, to indoctrinate black churchgoers. And I don't know if black churchgoers really understand that they're being indoctrinated, because some black preachers have been bought off Instead of going by the word of God, they're going by the word of the Democratic Party. That's very dangerous for our community. But very quickly, Hunter Biden's ex-wife. Hunter Biden, by the way, is a very troubled young man. He's not that young. He's middle age. But this was released today. Hunter Biden's ex-wife claims he spent their money on prostitute and drugs. Now, this is the same Hunter Biden who was caught with crack vials, kicked out of the Navy.
Yes, he had sex. Yes, yes.
He had sex with his brother's widow. His brother passed away from cancer. And the media doesn't want to cover this. Now, Hunter Biden was on the board of this company called Burisma. And he was being paid at one time $83,000. And I think I heard other reports, $50,000 for a job he had no experience in, none. It was only because of his connection to his father. He went to China with his father, I believe. He went with his father. And he walked out or left China with a $1 billion deal.
All right,
no experience. So there's your corruption. But now what the media has been doing is trying to put that on Donald Trump over some simple phone call that involved no quid pro quo, not an inappropriate call. It was a perfect call. I agree with President Trump. So this is all garbage. This
and
is
it's
BS.
All a diversion.
And instead of them letting MSNBC and they're the worst offenders, MSNBC, the New York Times, it's no longer the paper of record, by the way. Instead of being, and CNN, instead of being driven by the facts, they're driven by opinion. They're driven by stuff that's coming to them from socialists, Democrats, from Hollywood, from academia. They're not driven by facts. That's how a news organization is supposed to be run.
But the bottom line is they are leftists themselves. Because if they were not leftists, they wouldn't be receiving this and then dishing it out to unsuspecting readers of their garbage. They are leftists, and this is their agenda also. Now, you're talking about yesterday I was visiting in Newark, New Jersey, and happened to go to a Dollar Tree. And I got a phone call from a friend of mine, and we were talking about what's going on. We were talking about Schiff, Nadler, and all of them, and Pelosi. And this was a black man, you know, aged, single, seasoned. And he said, you know, that's right. He was interviewing. He was amening and yesing and all of this, making comments on everything that I was saying. So I told my friend, excuse me for a moment. You know, I'll call you right back because, you know, sometimes that happens to me and somebody is ugly, you know, and I try to address it. But this time, this black man said, you know, the Democratic Party thinks of black people as their slaves and black people look at the Democratic Party as their master. If the devil was a Democrat, they'd go out and vote for him. And he was the one who mentioned how the black churches are being paid off by the Democratic Party to push their agenda. And I mean, he went on and on. This man was full and bubbling over with historical facts. And I was amazingly and shockingly delighted at meeting a black man in Newark, New Jersey, heavily populated with blacks, who did not go for the yokey-doke. And then when he says, you know what, I tell people my blood is red, white, and blue. He must have gotten that from one of my lines because I tell people in a minute my blood is red, white, and blue. So it was a delightful day. I'm going to post more details on Facebook and Twitter to share with you about my meeting with Mr. Bishop.
Beautiful. Going back to the Ukraine, thank you, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine situation. It was not, President Trump did not ask the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden. What he did ask was
he needs about to be investigated.
CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike is the server that somehow Hillary's emails have disappeared from that server, and CrowdStrike was involved in that. This is all a farce. The Democratic Party is having a hissy fit and never accepted, and it's never accepted, the election of 2016. So they're on this continuous drive to harass, investigate, come up with shenanigans. It's BS. I mean, I don't know how anyone at this point, I'm being very honest, how anyone can vote for a Democrat at this point.
Absolutely.
None of them can be trusted. I don't care if they claim to be a Christian, but they're a Democrat. I will not vote for any Democrat. If you have a D before
your name. I won't. I know I won't.
I don't care how moderate you seem, how conservative you seem, because you will not, if you're not standing up to the radicals in the Democratic Party who are distorting or want to distort what America is, who America is, how it was founded. America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. If you have Democrats, and there are too many of them, who are pushing us down the path of socialism, Donald Trump blocked it, thank God, then I cannot vote for you. I will not vote for a Democrat ever again until they change course. I'm like you. If you're an African American, I was brainwashed to automatically vote for Democrats. We listen to people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all of them. But however, because of their behavior, because of their utter dishonesty, I will never vote for a Democrat again unless I absolutely have no choice.
Well,
period.
I think the only Democrat I ever voted for, and I regret that, was Jimmy Carter. Other than that, thank God, you know, I got to the point through Dr. R.C. Sproul, Dr. D. James Kennedy, etc. Not in my local church, but through listening to those ministries, Adrian Rogers, etc., John Hagee. You know, that Jimmy Carter is the only Democrat I've ever voted for. I couldn't even vote for Clinton because I felt if he would lie to his wife, you know, he would lie to everyone else. And I didn't go for that okie dokie, I feel your pain, because I knew he didn't feel my pain when I didn't have gas money to put in the car. But at any rate, the bottom line is, you know, I looked on Pew Research and it says 79% of blacks, you know, go to church, believe in God. 74% of Hispanics believe in God and go to church. 70% of whites believe in God and go to church. And if this is accurate, then we should see a major rejection of the Democratic Party, because I know among those numbers there are many Democrats. I am a registered Democrat. The bottom line is, if you really believe in God, if you really honor God, and I'm talking to that 79% of blacks, 74% of Hispanics, and 70% of whites, there is no way you can justify voting for any representative of the Democratic Party. They are showing you that they are communists. They are showing you that they are Marxists. They are showing you that they are secular humanists. They are showing you that they are socialists. They have eliminated not only the flag when they have a debate, but they've eliminated God. And they did that a long time ago during the DNC 2012 convention. They didn't want to hear God mentioned. They want to eliminate God. They're pushing for legalized drugs because they want more Americans drugged up, not aware of what they're doing, and they want to turn America into a Venezuela. God forbid. It could happen if we don't awaken from our slumber. It could happen if we don't stand up for what's right for our Judeo-Christian foundings. It could happen if we eliminate God, who made America an exceptional nation above all else. It could happen if you don't listen to truth, honesty, and put God first.
Thank you, Barbara. Beautifully said. I want to quote Kevin McCarthy. He is the minority leader in the House. Quote, the Speaker of the House moved to have an impeachment inquiry before she read one word of evidence. Now that the transcript and whistleblower complaint are out, she owes the American people an apology.
And it won't come.
Unquote. And I totally agree with Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy. This is just more garbage. This is a clown show from the Democratic Party.
But the bottom line is we have to realize who we're dealing with. We're dealing with people who don't have a conscience. We're dealing with people who go to bed at night just thinking of what other dirt that they can come up with. So whether we get an apology from her or not, which I doubt, because they very seldom apologize and say they were wrong. Only reason Elizabeth Warren is doing that, you know, about how she misled people. She wants to get that nomination and she wants to be elected. Believe you me, deep down within her heart, she's not sorry. She's just sorry that it was exposed. Absolutely. We must always remember, if you tell a little lie, you'll tell a big one. A liar is very dangerous. So what he's saying is absolutely correct. She owes an apology. How many apologies have we gotten? Did Hillary Clinton ever apologize for neglecting our ambassador and the others that were killed along with him? No, no, no. We have to be strong. We have to be vigilant, and we have to fight back. God bless you. God bless America. And tune in again to
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.